had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-Jesse. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, another doozy. Last week, I didn't have a biblical question. But this week, I do. My biblical question, is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Amazing question. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show, and you can still listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And remember, you can podcast the show. People are like, I want to listen to the show while it's happening. I have to run around. But you can listen to it on your phone. On your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. On your phone, all right? And then to donate, go to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Yeehaw! Again. And Tuesday is always amazing because it is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Who?
Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. hell, earth is not heaven, and man is not God. It's a mess. I was reflecting again, and I realized something about the thoughts, the imagination. Remember I said all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And I would encourage you, but do what you want. I would encourage you, and don't worry about anyone else. Let them think and live and be the way that they want to be. That their life, it has nothing to do with you or your life. As long as they are not attacking you in a physical sense, you live your life and leave everybody else to live theirs however they want to, really. And you just work on you and the hell with the world, because you can't save the world. You can't even save yourself. So you got to move on. But I was thinking about how thoughts, all thoughts, are all lies all the time about anything. Amazing, huh? And I was thinking about how thoughts, the mind, the thoughts, want you to think that it's the only way to see things. It wants you to think that there's no other way to see life except with them, with thoughts. And they work overtime to keep you in that deception, under that control. They want you to think that they are the only way of seeing things. And it's mind-blowing to me. And I challenge you. You can prove me wrong, really, or right. Not that I need you to prove or want you to prove me wrong, right? You need to see it for yourself. But stop. Be aware of them, but do nothing that they tell you. Just don't obey them at all. And see what happens. Don't obey those thoughts at all. And you're going to see they work overtime to try to pull you back in. They don't want you to know that there's another way of seeing things. Seeing things by the spirit of the truth. They don't want you to let the spirit of truth control your life. And it is crazy. And the thing about it, because most people are not working on themselves, they don't know it, and it's driving them crazy. It's making them do things, it deceives them to make them think, well, if you do this, you'll be happy. If you do that, or you had this, or you are your own king, they say. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Human beings are so unconscious, and they have no idea how unconscious they are, and there's another way of seeing things. And they won't stop trusting the thoughts about anything. They won't even give it a try so they can see that there is another way. And that's amazing to me. But I understand. Most people love their misery. They love their hell. They love their fake life, thinking that it's the real life, and they don't want to give it up. And you have a right not to. God, the spirit of truth is not going to bother you about it. And I won't either. It's up to you. And if you notice with the thoughts, if others don't do it the way you want them to do it, the way the thoughts tell you to make them do it or have them do it, they get mad. And they say, I am king of this castle. You have to do it my way or no way. And they go insane. They get angry. They get violent. They get vicious. They get nasty to try to get it their way because they believe that those thoughts, which are not their own, it's the right way. There's no other way but the way you think in your mind. And those thoughts are driving you nuts. They may not have you out there robbing, stealing, and killing, but it's robbing you of your life, and they're trying to cause you to rob other people of their life. I would pay, and there are men and women around the world, I talk to them every day, that are working on, they're truly trying to get past all this. They know that there is something else. They just don't know what that something else is, and that's the way it should be. Have no idea what happens when thoughts are fading away. Don't fill in the blank. Leave it a space. You don't have to be miserable all your life right here on earth. There is another way. It really is. When the Spirit of Truth said that your thoughts are not mine, my ways are not yours, it was serious. There is another way. And Grandpa, tell me about the good old days, the world gone crazy. And it's going to get worse because this is hell on earth living inside of human beings. And human beings get thrills from inflicting their misery on you and others, whoever they can. They get a thrill. They get a joy from that. If you doubt me, just pay attention and see, hear them talking about other people or about you or whatever, themselves. You'll see they love that thrill that they get from judging or trying to inflict pain on others. And then if you don't join forces with them to do it, they'll jump on you. It's amazing, huh? Where is the love? Election times are coming up again, too. Will you still elect the same old people that's doing the same old thing to make your life miserable? Or why can't you see that your elected officials only care about themselves and not you at all? And the more pain they can inflict on you, the more they believe that you would need them. When they can make you fight amongst each other, amongst yourselves. Fight with each other over nonsense stuff that has nothing to do with you anyway. As long as they can have you in fear and worry, they know you still vote them in. You've done it forever. There's a mayor of Los Angeles, Carrie Bass. It doesn't even make sense that any one person will have voted for her and then vote for her again. And she's proven time and time again she is not for the citizens of Los Angeles. Carrie Bass is about Carrie Bass and no one else. And you can't see it. The burning in L.A. of the homes in out there in Malibu and other places, those people still haven't restored their home, their property. And all Karen does is give talks about the homeless. And what's she going to do for the unhoused, she called them? And doing nothing. Trump is bringing help to Los Angeles to clean out the illegal aliens, stop the crimes as much as possible. And she tried to stop him from doing that. Because she and the governor of California do not want you to be at rest. It reminded me of the thoughts, the imagination. The thoughts don't want you to be at rest. They want you afraid, reacting, fearful, jealous, envy, strife, worry, anxiety, wanting. They don't want you to rest. Your government is the same way. They don't want you to rest. But you don't see what's going on inside of you. KTLA 5 has reported that there was a massive event that police said was sponsored by a skateboarding magazine led to late-night chaos in downtown Los Angeles. Watch this from KTLA 5. They're attacking a Waymo.
One of these driverless cars.
Nobody in the car. The car ain't got nothing to do with it. Anyway. Amazing.
Scenes of large crowds and chaos, basically.
Amazing. This happened last Sunday, I believe, in downtown L.A. Where's Carrie Bass about this? Where are the police? Oh, they defunded the police. And then they tell the police to back off when Trump sent in help. Don't support Trump. They want you to have this kind of mess going on so you can live in fear. And then they come in to pretend that they are trying to save you. They pretend they create the problem, and then they come back to try to save you from the problem. And you fall for it, and you vote them in again. You get the kind of government you vote for. You get the type of government you deserve. It's amazing to me that left unattended, human nature will go out of control. They were jumping on it and destroying a Venmo, whatever you call those cars, a robot taxi. The car just isn't doing nothing. And they get a thrill from attacking it, breaking out the windows. And nobody, where are the police? Where's Carrie Bass? She didn't hold a press conference about this that I've seen. There's no loud outcry to bring back the top cops. We got to fund the cops again. We got to bring back bail bond. None of that has been said. And the people know it. These young people know it. And they know they can get away with it. A battle between good and evil. The world gone crazy. It's not going to get better. My country is gone. I was reflecting the fact that there's a great possibility. And we don't know until the end, right? But there's a possibility that New York is about to vote in a communist, a socialist. And I don't know, I don't even think he's a real American. And they're about to vote in that. And why would the foreigners come here when they're supposed to be running away from socialism and communism? They're coming to a country where there's supposed to be freedom and the ability to work and take capitalism. But they come here and they create socialism. All for themselves. The thrill of getting a vote, pretending you care about the people to get the vote. Down in Culver City, I used to want to live in Culver City when I first moved. I used to work at a hospital out there, and it was so nice in Culver City. There was law and order at one time in Culver City, California, right down the road from L.A., from where we are. There was nice order. That's changed, too. KTLA is reporting that a Culver City ice cream vendor who was detained by Federal Immigration Agency earlier this year has returned home and resumed work after being granted permanent residency in the United States. Watch this from KTLA.
Okay. Thank you.
Sí.
Gracias. Enrique Lozano is back in business. In his longtime Culver City customers, they're thrilled to see their favorite ice cream vendor.
When I saw that he was released, it was just a flood of emotions.
Back in June, Lozano, who was undocumented at the time, was taken by immigration agents on Culver Boulevard. His ice cream cart left abandoned on the sidewalk.
It was a long, long, stressful time for sure.
He spent 4 months in ICE detention as supporters rallied around his case, raising money and hiring attorneys to get him out.
When he was taken away, how it shook this community.
Lozano has been in Los Angeles for nearly 20 years, no criminal record, and the breadwinner for his family.
So he was able to adjust his status through his wife, who's a resident, and through that position as well. We're so appreciative of everybody who helped.
Limon?
Yeah.
Now granted a green card and permanent residency, Lozano gave out free treats at Veterans Park as a thank you to all who stood by him.
Muy bien. Yeah, muy bien, todo bien.
He's just saying that he's happy to be here. He says, like, it's time to work, and he's just happy.
Muy bien. Muy bien. Amazing, huh? My country is no longer Tears of Thee. It's gone. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. It is really mind-blowing to me. We used to report on this kind of stuff happening in Europe and other countries. It didn't seem like it was possible to happen in America. That guy lived here, and he's still not speaking English. What is the purpose of coming except to receive free handouts from the government? Unfortunately, the younger generation not going to know about the good old days. This is all they're going to know about America, and they're going to think it's normal. They're going to believe the lies. Where is the love? Where is the love? This past week, I had to go over to Boston for an interview over there. And it was interesting in that they have this government shutdown, and you can kind of see that it is affecting like airports and things like that in a way. They don't have as many people working and stuff like that. Well, apparently, because the shutdown is still going on, I think that this is, I could be wrong. Somewhere out there may know. I think this is the longest shutdown that of the government that we've seen. And I don't mind because I'm hoping that, and who knows, right? But I'm hoping that while the government is shut down, a lot of those programs where we were giving money to illegal aliens and giving money to women who would just land up having children to be on the government and to the men who don't want to work, I'm hoping that all those programs will fade away, and when they do come back, it will be a smaller government. Less money out of the working person's pocket. I'm hoping for that. We'll see. Because once you start giving people free stuff, they'll have a fit when you take it away. They'll think that it's their own that you're taking it away. They will go crazy. But we'll see what happens. Apparently, though, and thank God I wasn't traveling Sunday. According to KTLA, a staffing shortage in Southern California airspace triggered a ground stop affecting Los Angeles International Airport flights on Sunday morning. Just imagine trying to get back home, huh? Or leave L.A. to go somewhere else. Watch this from KTLA 5.
Flights between LAX and Oakland came to a halt Sunday morning. According to the FAA, a staffing shortage triggered a ground stop at Los Angeles and Oakland International Airports around 8:30 a.m. Even though it only applied to flights between those two locations, the delays averaged around 50 minutes, with some flights waiting up to an hour and a half to get back on track. The stop was lifted by 10:30, but government officials predict more delays and cancellations as the shutdown continues. This coming Tuesday will be the first payday that FAA workers haven't gotten any of their check since the shutdown began on October 1st. The previous one, they received about 90% of their pay. Travelers we spoke with at LAX say they're hoping things go back to normal soon.
I would be concerned just for safety, make sure our people are working and getting paid.
God bless them for coming to work and stuff like that. But, I mean, I just wish everybody would grow up. Not everything has to be political or partisan. I think we should be able to come together and just solve these kind of problems.
Well, your government don't want that, buddy. Because the Democrats, according to all the reports, want the government to shut down. So they can blame the Republicans and not admit they're trying to get free health care for illegal aliens. I really think because of Donald Trump, it's cool that this time the Republicans shut it down. Because normally, especially when the Democrats are in control, the Republicans are afraid to shut down the government. They don't normally do it. If it wasn't for the Great White Hope, they would not. They would have given the Democrats whatever they wanted. Okay, you want free health care, free education for the illegals and everybody else? Okay. But because of Donald Trump, they shut it down now. Amazing, huh? I would suggest, but do what you want. You better be grateful that you have Donald Trump in the White House. It'll be a totally different story. You think you're afraid now and things are happening, and they are. They will be really out of control. Think of all those people that were coming across the borders. They will show thousands and thousands, it seems, of people coming from everywhere, through Mexico, from Africa, and all kinds of places. And coming in on boats down in Florida, and it was like, what the? It was like there was no end to the destruction. And it was, has not been for Donald Trump. It would be overwhelming right now. It would be worse. Hopefully, I don't know if they can, but hopefully they would vote him in again, Donald Trump, that is. And by the way, it's election time in early voting in California. They're trying to get what they call redistricting done so that the Democrat will have more representation in up there in Washington, D.C. So vote no on 50. You don't want to redistrict. You don't want it. Gavin Newsom and others are trying desperately to take over. So vote no on Proposition 50, or you will regret it. Because the Democrats are not for the people at all. Zero. Look what Gavin Newsom has done to California. Is California better under Newsom? Don't forget that. He's fighting against Donald Trump trying to help you. 888-775-3773. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? You can have peace, or you can stay in your misery. You can keep voting in these kind of people, or you can vote in some different kind. Somebody's going to work for you and not against you. I can't believe that there is a possibility that New York will elect an outright socialist. He said that everything's going to be free, and you believe it. Where has socialism worked? Anywhere in the world. Why do you think it's going to work now? Anyway, announcement. Check out our merch. Amazing merch. Punchy's coffee. Mugs and t-shirts. The coffee is good. Amazing coffee. My own coffee. Punchy got his own coffee. What the? It's amazing. I can hear mama and dad up in heaven right now. I ain't know that boy gonna get his own coffee. Punchy got his own coffee. Punchy, you a mess. What the? And then mugs and t-shirts. We have coffee mugs for the coffee. Amazing, huh? And for your water, for your juice, and whatever, your tea. Tea time. And then we have amazing t-shirts and all kinds of stuff. And every dime you spend, go right back into helping us to get this work done. And it goes back to the organization. So go to rebuildingdemand.com/shop, rebuildingdemand.com/stores, rebuildingdemand.com/store, or jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop. And then join our newsletter. Sign up today at rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe, and don't miss out. Our end of the year newsletter is on the way. Amazing, huh? So sign up at no cost for the newsletter. And we have a special this week only on the cameos, personal cameos. I do them for you. Shout outs on the cameo there. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. We have a special sale going on right now. Birthday shout outs, weddings, anniversaries, encouragement, whatever the shout out is, I will do them for you. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go to Kayla out of Portland, Oregon. Let's see here. K Kayla, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Kayla.
How are you?
All is well.
Nice. It's crazy how they call the illegal aliens undocumented.
Yeah, it is. Anything to deceive.
Yes, exactly. I wanted to talk about the assignments the last few weeks or months or so. They've been so amazing. The last assignment I think you gave at the prior fellowship was to let it flow. And it was so funny.
Let it pass.
Yeah. And on Sunday, you were asking folks about it. And I actually was thinking that the assignment was whenever I have an emotion to tell or to say to myself, is it necessary? So that's what I'd been doing. And then I realized on Sunday that I was actually doing the wrong assignment.
Sorry. No, that was fine, too. All these assignments is just meant to remind you to pay attention to what's happening inside of you. And so are you working on that one?
Yeah.
And how's that going?
Oh, it's going amazing.
Meaning what?
It's allowed me to watch everything going on inside of me and realize I have zero control, and it's lifted. It's just, I can't really describe what it's doing other than it's working amazing.
Right on. It is interesting in that all human beings think that they have control of their own lives. We all think that until we start to wake up. For those who do wake up, we are not in control of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And as you just mentioned, when you start to pay attention to that, you start to realize, hey, I'm not in control. It's something else controlling me. It's not me. And so that's why I give those assignments because most people forget to stay present. They forget to be aware, right? And so those assignments are meant to remind you to see what's happening inside of you.
Right. Extremely helpful and amazing.
Well, you stay with it. Have you been doing the one at all about let it pass, just let it pass through you?
Yeah, but I was doing it inadvertently because I was doing the one that you told me to tell myself or say to myself when I have any emotion, good or bad, to, is it necessary? And by doing that, it had just passed. It did it on its own.
And are you starting to see that emotions are not necessary?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Well, you stay with it, Kayla. You haven't seen anything yet. And I have to tell you, those spirits, emotional spirits, psychological mind, is going to have a fit when it really know that you've just given up trying and just watch it. It's going to go nuts, and it's going to be painful, but don't worry. Just watch it. Because it's not you you feel the pain but in your body, but it's not you. And just be aware of it. That's all. The fear, the loneliness, the jealous, whatever it is, the doubts, and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just stay with it and watch it and do nothing about it. Don't call it you, and just go through it so that it can be taken away.
Okay. Will do. Amazing.
Stay with it.
Okay, I will.
All right. Thank you, Kayla.
All right. Thanks, Jesse. Have a good day, y'all.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Steven gave a sticker at the tail end of the show yesterday, saying with a star coin shining. Nice.
Thank you, Steven. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Based Nation, too, snuck in a Rumble rant yesterday.
Based Nation. Thank you.
Saying back to black.
You got to know how to rumble. Amazing.
Thank you, Based Nation. And Tom, Three Coffees, just wanted to share I was just promoted to an engineering supervisor role at my job. Can't imagine how difficult the process would have been without my friends at Bond. Satan was busy during the whole process.
Yeah.
But I stayed present, overcame, and got the job. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, and you stay with it. Thanks for supporting us, by the way, but stay with it. Just stay with it. Congratulations. I wish you well on your new position. That's deep.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
Lori bought a coffee. BQA, answer.
What is it right or wrong to use interpretation?
I say wrong because interpretations come from thoughts. There's no room for interpretations when truth is revealed with perfect clarity. I wait and see and let interpretations pass through, says Lori.
Amazing, Lori. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek will rise. If you're not aware of Sunday, we have fellowship every Sunday morning. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can go, if you're not in the L.A. area and you're real lazy and you just want to not get up to go, you can watch it online at rebuildingtheman.com/church. That is rebuildingtheman.com/church. Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Amazing, huh? Thank you. Nice.
Nice. Thank you, Lori. Very cool. Abbe over on Telegram answering the BQ, is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Abbe or Abbe asks, interpretation of the Bible?
Yeah, whatever.
That too.
Is it good, right? Is it right or wrong to use interpretation?
I'm starting to like this wording better.
Oh, you are?
Remember after Sunday, well, the people on stream didn't know, but after Sunday I was arguing with you about the wording.
I didn't know how to word it.
Yeah.
I wasn't for sure. I knew what it meant, but I just didn't know how to word it. E-Black.
Indeed. Michael, welcome.
Yesterday I was a guest on Jake Rattlesnake.
That's right, Rattlesnake TV.
I have to say, and I've had amazing interviews by others too, so, but it was that discussion yesterday with Jake, the Rattlesnake TV, it was probably one of the best grown-up discussions I've had in a long time. I mean, it was just, thank you, Jake. It was like grown-up discussions. And the last, and when the internet started, grown-up discussions disappeared. Because in the radio show, when I used to do radio, we would have grown-up discussions. That had gone away. It was just about nothing for the most part. But Jake, the Rattlesnake, discussion yesterday was adult. Thank you, Jake. Amazing. Check him out. Jake, the Rattlesnake TV.
That's right. Very nice. Shout out. Michael, welcome, JLP.
Shout out.
Welcome, JLP show member.
Michael?
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael. Amazing.
Wayne from Texas, five coffees. Jesse, is the man the church? During the fallen state with Lauren Salon at an hour and 1 minute, 52 seconds, you stated that the man submits to Christ because the man is the church. Amazing, Jesse. Could you please elaborate? Is the woman not also part of the church? Asks Wayne.
Your body is the temple of God. And, of course, the lady's body is the temple, too. And that's why in that body, you have to take care of the body. You got to do it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. Eric, five coffees. Women vote for whoever lets them be sluts and kill babies. Says Eric.
That makes sense. Amazing. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Don out of Ohio. Don, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. I took it off speaker.
Nice.
Can you hear me okay and everything?
I can, yes.
Yay. Well, I looked up interpretation, and it said the expression of your conception. And right away, I was like, no, that's definitely not right.
So you're
not be doing that.
You're responding to the biblical question?
Yes.
Is it right or wrong to use interpretation?
Well, I would say it. If my thoughts are not God's thoughts, right, then to tell you what I think and give you my conception is something you should probably run far away from.
Amazing.
you definitely don't want to hear what I think. You know what I mean? What do you think? Oh, God, that's the problem. I don't want to hear what you think.
Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate you responding to that. And what did you say you looked it up and it meant what? What was the definition?
It said the expression of your conception.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And I wanted to tell you before I heard the biblical question, I was thinking about or when I first heard it, I was thinking about when I was in a college class, a Shakespeare class. They definitely don't like, they tell you to express yourself. They want you to express your thoughts. But nobody really likes that. They just want you to agree with them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's why when you go and get all those degrees, you come out of school crazy. You're worse off than you were before you went into it.
It is for sure.
That's amazing.
And you owe $100,000 afterward.
Yeah. Deep in debt. It's interesting that people would pay that kind of money for a so-called education.
Well, and it's shocking now, that they would do it now.
And now I hear a lot. That a lot of guys are getting involved with women who have gone to those schools, and they're having to take over, but not only the woman and the pain, but you have to take over her bills. She's making you pay for her college education. I'm like, why would you do that? But I guess the lust of the flesh is more important. But they're making the men pay their college education. $100,000 in debt, and the man is stuck with it now.
Oh my God.
Grandpa, well, tell me about the good old days.
I just wanted to tell you that I really appreciate you, Jesse.
You are.
And, can I talk to Derek again? Because I wanted to make sure he has my email because I want to get the newsletter. I wasn't able to figure it out.
Oh, okay. Hold on. And you stay with it, all right?
You too.
All right. Hold on. 888-773-773. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
Man, thank you, my brother Jesse, man, for taking my call. Love you guys. Man, how you been doing today?
All is well, Rick. Amazing.
You know what, Jesse, with this budget, man, it seemed like we know what the holdup is, but see, why are people so not aware of what's holding up? See, like...
You said which is what now?
You know, the budget is being held up.
Oh, the budget.
You said earlier.
Yeah.
Yes. It's being held because the Democrats wants to cover the immigrants and stuff, too. And
right.
That's the holdup right there.
It's been reported that the Democrats want to pay for illegal alien health care and all that kind of stuff. And now that the Republicans are in control under Donald Trump, they're saying, no, they're not going to do it. And I think that, I could be wrong, but I think the Democrats want to keep it shut down so that they can try to deceive the people that it's the Republicans who are doing it. You're not getting paid.
Exactly.
You're not getting your paycheck because they're trying desperately to get back into under control the people.
And that's true, Jesse, but why don't people, I mean, I know you say you have a wait to see attitude. I get that. But at least people should be aware of what's the stall. And the stall is all about the Democrats wants to be able to take care of immigrants and groom them to be the next set of voters.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what it's all about. And, but the media will make it seem like you know, when you ask a Democrat, well, do you want health insurance from Americans? We want it for all people. They would never say they want it for Americans. They always say we want it for all people. So that's a loophole to include the immigrants.
Absolutely, man. What a mess.
Yeah, they would never say, do y'all want health insurance for Americans? We want it for all people. The Democratic Party is an evil institution.
And when they say they want it for all people, they don't say we want it for the illegal aliens.
Exactly. They say it like that, but that's the whole thing.
Yeah,
they read between the lines.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they know people will rebel against that if they did say it. So that's why they say for all people instead of just Americans.
Yeah.
But people need to start pressing them. They really do. Start pressing them. Okay, we got to be for all Americans, I mean, for everybody. We talk about just American citizens who are qualified.
I can't.
We're talking about all the people.
Yesterday we read that, we reported that over 40 million people, according to a story we reported on, 40 million people in the United States are relying on the government. We are taking care of 40
terrible.
Million people.
That's terrible, Jesse. I mean, 40 million, you talk about they getting some type of aid or they fully being taken care of by the government.
They're getting some form of government support. They're getting our tax dollars.
Wow. Hey, at that rate, Jesse, Social Security ain't going to be around because they're going to be in a spit it off. It's not going to be around. That many people, when they said 40, I did hear that number. And when they say 40 million people...
I couldn't believe, you would think that the government, no matter if you're Democrat or Republican, you would think, this is ridiculous. We got the taxpayer taking care of these 40 million people. That sounds like everybody.
Hey, that's America. Now they want to include maybe a 20 million President Biden let in. And I'm telling you, Jesse, if Kamala Harris would have won, them boys would have been super open. They've still been coming in, if she would have won.
It'll be a mess, man.
I really believe God looked out for us.
He really did.
Believe that, man.
God gave us Donald Trump. We better be grateful. According to Haik, Haik is telling me he's seen reports on X that immigrants come here at 55 years of age or 65, and they collect Social Security and health care, which they did not pay into. They come here and get it anyway. What the?
Hey, Justin, you know, I'm telling you, if I can tell anybody, do not rely on Social Security for your retirement. If it be there for you when you get qualified to collect it, collect it. It's now getting to the point that most people start collecting their Social Security as soon as they get eligible before it won't run out on them, Jesse.
Yeah, I don't blame them because that's the person that's working. That's his or her money anyway.
Right. And exactly.
So, yeah.
At 62, the earlier you can get it. But one thing about when you collect that 62, you can't be the most money you can make when you collect that Social Security. So I think it's $20,000. That's the most you can make.
Amazing.
But, man, because the way all these people depend on the government, Jesse, I don't think Social Security is going to be around.
Amazing, man. Well, thank you, Rick. I got to take a break,
but
I appreciate it.
Thanks for taking my call, man. Love you guys, man.
Thank
Give us a good one. Everybody else, mom, will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for knowledge today, brother.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Rick. Amazing. I got to take a quick break. Two more hours to go. 888-77-JESSE. The hate news is coming. Not the fake news, but the hate news.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now. And, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up, don't resent, and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything.
There's some serious mess going on in the world. Hurricane Melissa, shout out. Finally, a woman's name for a destructive storm. That's how it's supposed to be. And dietary guidelines from the government. The Trump administration is delaying, postponing their release of new dietary guidelines on what they consider a healthy diet, meaning what you eat. And Trump is in Asia, as you may know. Very cool. He visited the Japanese. Shout out. Very respectful people, I heard. And considerate. Pretty cool. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, the 28th of October, A.D. 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. Nice. And JLP will be right back to your calls, your super chats, and more great stories. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports the Trump administration postponing the release of new national dietary guidelines. The updated nutrition advice now expected in December, just in time for the Christmas holiday stuff when you're eating the bad stuff, could bring major changes to what the government considers a healthy diet. Melissa, or healthful diet, I think is the correct word, probably. Hurricane Melissa, now intensified into a Category 5 hurricane. It sometimes is Tropical Storm Melissa, or it sometimes has been, with 175-mile-an-hour winds, making it the strongest storm on the planet this year. If you know about it, mandatory evacuation orders have been issued across vulnerable coastal areas of Jamaica as the unprecedented storm barrels toward the landfall in the coming hours. Maybe it's already fallen on land. Up to 40 inches of rain, 40 inches, 13 feet of storm surge. 13 feet, did I say? Of storm surge and 160-mile-an-hour sustained winds will cause, quote, extensive infrastructure, communist buzzword, infrastructure damage that will cut off communities, so said the NHC, the National Hurricane Center. Warning, the storm has already killed 7 people, they say, 3 in Haiti, 3 in Jamaica, and 1 in the Dominican Republic. So watch out. Anyway, Trump is in Asia. Our greatest president, Trump, held talks Tuesday with Japan's new so-called conservative prime minister, a woman, Sanae Takaichi, the second leg of his Asian tour, Trump did. That's a woman prime minister, too. That's why I put the hard quotation marks around conservative. But shout out. Sanae Takaichi heralded what she hoped would mark a new golden age of the Japan-U.S. alliance. At least in Japan, they have an emperor who is a man. That's nice. But the emperor is, he doesn't do anything. The prime minister is what's important, I guess. So what's the use? Still not good. Anyway, the leaders, so-called, signed a rare earths agreement. Nice. That's like rare materials. Following their bilateral meeting in Tokyo. Separately, the president suggested he may meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week, saying he would love to see him. And that's a quote, love to see Kim Jong-un. During his first term in office, Trump and Kim held a series of unprecedented meetings in 2018 and 2019 and had a so-called infamous, no, it was not infamous, it was heartwarming, handshake in the Korean Peninsula's DMZ, Demilitarized Zone. Cool, huh? Nice. Why are they calling it infamous? Please. Anyway, the government shutdown as lawmakers spar over who is to blame. They pretend they don't know who's to blame, this commie nonsense. For the weeks-long government shutdown, millions of so-called Americans on the verge of losing critical food aid. Wow. They call that, that's what they're calling it, food stamps. Unless a deal made before Saturday, more than 40 million people in the United States lose their SNAP access, communist buzzword. I'm James Haight. Now back to JLP, hour two.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Tuesday. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question is a doozy. It's a Kumotelli bull. It's amazing. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it? Really? And again, it's for those who want to overcome evil. Get to know yourself. Know thyself. It's just going to help you. It's going to bless you, for the lack of better words. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And we are heard Monday through Friday around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're a flat earth, up and down the world by everybody and their mama. Speaking of flat earth, I just want to insert this. It's interesting that people believe the earth is flat. And believe what you want, of course, but it's interesting. People believe the earth is flat, and there are people who don't believe we went to the moon. It's interesting to me, but I understand. My producer already reacting. There is saying there is not proof it's round. There's no proof it's flat, that's for sure. When I was on the plane the other day, I was looking out there. I saw a round earth. I was looking out the window, Derek, and I saw a round. I didn't see a flat earth. What the? And when Elon Musk did a takeoff the other day up to the sky up there into outer space, it went around. It didn't just go up. It didn't go across. It went around. Just FYI. But believe what you want. Where was I? Oh, so if you kept, you can podcast the show, but if you got to run around, you can listen to the show on your phone. And when you come back home, you can get back on your and podcast. You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line. It's made possible by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Again. And as you know, every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing.
Amazing.
A spiritual battle. Before I go to the phones and back to your super chats and all that good stuff, some of you know I do counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-ins anywhere in the world. And individual, family, whatever. And I just didn't know. I didn't know the suffering, the depths of it that human beings inflict on one another. I knew about it, of course, but I didn't know it was everywhere in all families and relationships and friendships and businesships and all kind of ships, right? The misery that human beings bring up on others and on themselves, because when they're doing it to others, they're really doing it to themselves. A miserable person loves to inflict more pain on others so they can get a thrill of what they call life, but it's death. But I didn't know. And I want you to know is that, but do what you want with this, right? Because you have a right to stay in your misery, your hell. But I want you to know, for those who are allowing this stuff to happen like that to them, because it's a family member or whatever, you're not obligated to stay around and with evil people. Just because they may be blood family or whatever, you have no obligation to that at all. Zero. Just don't hate them. They are asleep, and they know not what they do. So don't be angry, but and don't try to change them from their misery. Leave people alone. Leave them in their hell. Or don't judge them. They can't see, but you're not obligated to stay in relationships or anything when it's evil being imposed upon you. An evil, an angry person, resentful person, is a very nasty and wicked to the core person. You're not obligated to stay around there just because it's a husband or a wife or children or friends or co-worker. You're not obligated. Just don't hate them. They can't see as you can't see until you start to work on yourself, all right? But and the misery that the government bring upon the people. Think about that. I mentioned Proposition 50 to vote no on Proposition 50 here in Los Angeles because the Democrats, Gavin Newsom and others, are trying to do a redistrict thing. They want more control in government. And so they want you to vote yes on 50 so that they can set it up where the Democrats have more quote-unquote representation. And that's the last thing we need in government. So vote no on 50, right? But your government is not on your side. Your government, look what they have done. Think about this. Just smoke on it. When I say smoke, I don't mean really get a smoke. Oh, I mean reflect on it. They defund the police. And look what's happening in cities and states where police have been defunded. It's out of control, robbering and killing and stealing and everything. They let the people out of prisons and jails and no bail bond. Your government did that. It fit the misery on you. Tell me this is not hell on earth inside of human beings. Why would anyone with any common sense defund the police, get the police out of the way, and let the people go out of control? The government representatives are protected from it. They have bodyguards. They're heavily armed. they are protected with your tax dollars while you are suffering. They don't want you to bear arms. They want this hell to happen. Look at Gavin Newsom right now running. When it's been said he may run for president, he's acting like he's one of the nicest guys on the planet. When he destroyed California. And then they have this commercial going, trying to encourage you to vote yes on Proposition 50. They're like, get Trump, stick it to Trump. This is about democracy. Stick it to Trump, they say. What the? California need a bailout from his hell. When I moved here in 1968, it was paradise on earth. I never imagined that anyone, whether Democrat or Republican or black or white or any race, would want to destroy such a beautiful state as California. But yeah, it's about power. It's about control. All angry people want to control somebody. So I recommend you vote no on Proposition 50. Because the Democrats want more. Look, the Democrats have been controlling California forever. Hasn't things gotten better? No. Homelessness, crime, violence, fires, everything out of control. High taxes, taxes through the roof. And the Democrats have been controlling Sacramento. Things haven't gotten better. Be not deceived. Open your eyes. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to San Diego, California. Talk to Travis out of San Diego. Travis, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning. How you doing?
All is well, Travis.
So, I mean, you're talking about this Prop 50 in Sander in California, and I'm just curious as to know if you know the reason that that proposition is even a thing.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom and the Democrats, they want to redistrict and so that they will have more so-called Democratic representation in government. And then they say that they are trying to, because they did that or doing it in Texas, they're trying to get back at Texas.
Okay, so you would say that the proposition actually states on the ballot that it is because of what Texas is doing.
But that's not a reason to vote for it. Just because Texas is doing it, that doesn't mean we got to vote in some more Democrats here in California.
So we just
is that right?
Let. Is what right?
That, I mean, we don't have to do it. Just because they're doing that in Texas, that doesn't mean that we should vote in Proposition 50 so that the Democrats can take more control of California. You agree?
I don't agree, because California wouldn't be doing this if it was not for Texas.
That's an excuse. What did California have to do with Texas? Whatever happened in Texas happened in Texas. That had nothing to do with California. They're just telling you that in order to convince you to vote in more Democrats. What has the Democrats have been in control forever now and a day? What good have they done for California?
I mean, California is a beautiful place to live, and I think there's a lot of legislation regarding to environmental issues that California is, you know.
What good has the Democrats done for California?
Well, I mean, it's a beautiful place to live. Why do you live here?
We know that California, the weather and all that is beautiful, but I'm asking you, with Democrats being in control, what good have they done for California that you would need to vote them in even more Democrat representation? What good have they done?
I mean, why are you living here?
Travis,
if it's so bad,
what good have they done for California?
like I said, California legislators at least advocate more for what I agree with. So
what good have they
whether
done?
It be environmental, you know, human right issues.
Travis, what good have they done?
California is a great state, is it not, Jesse? You don't like it here?
What good have they done, Travis?
What answer could I give to you that would be appropriate?
I appreciate your call, buddy. 888-775-3773. Democrats have done nothing but destroy this state, and now they want more control. And just because Texas is doing that, that doesn't mean we got to do it. What the? Well, I'll redistrict because of that. Fire and guard out of control. Homelessness is... When I came to California, there were a few homeless people downtown. If you wanted to see homeless people, you had to go way east downtown of the east part of Los Angeles. Now they're everywhere. And they're so mean and nasty, they don't care about people, property, or anything. And he can't tell me anything that's good about it. Just because the Democrats are saying, well, Texas is doing it, so let's do it too in California. That doesn't even make sense to me. But anyway, let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How the heck are you?
All is well, Tony.
Yes, I was calling because you amaze me sometimes, man, how you just put out falsehood and tell your people that's listening
to
you.
Tony, are you on a speakerphone or something?
Yes, I'm driving right now. That's the reason why, sir.
Oh, okay.
I'm driving.
And that's not going to work with it.
Okay, thank you, sir. But the thing is, you sit there and tell people that California, the people that was out there on skateboards, but if they was black, oh, you'll have a whole story on that. But since they're white kids, you're like, you know, it's the governor's fault or it's somebody else's fault. Why not can't it be the parents' fault? How about look at the parents that cause these people to destroy a mechanical car? I mean, if it was black, you always say that God put them on earth to destroy the earth.
What were they?
There was white kids, man. White kids on skateboards.
Did you see the video?
Yes, I did.
And they were white?
Have you seen it? Yes.
Were they white, Tony?
Yes.
They weren't Mexicans?
That's it. What part of yes you don't understand?
They were not Mexicans?
Come on, Jesse.
Did you see Mexicans or you see white?
I see majority of white kids.
Tony.
Majority.
Tony.
Majority of white children.
Tony.
Majority of white, yes.
Tony.
Yes.
If
you don't hear me, Jesse.
Tony, calm down.
Calm down. I'm asking your question. You keep repeating the same thing over and over again.
We're showing the video right now. It looked like it to be white and Mexicans. Maybe a few whites up in there, but it looked like mostly Mexicans.
Who's stopping the windshield out?
It looked like mostly Mexican.
Okay, Justin. Then you want to go with that line.
They're waving the Mexican flag.
Yeah, they have the Mexican flag and all that. I'm not sure if it's all white, but it seems to be both. There are some blacks in there, too.
And then also, you're telling your
black guy right there with the skateboard smashing.
And then you telling people
that was a black guy right there smashing it up with the skateboard.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that? Did you see the... That was a black guy, you said?
Correct.
Oh. And Tony, what is the mayor doing, the black female mayor doing to stop this?
It's not up to the mayor. It's up to the parents. It's up to the parents. Okay?
It's not up to the mayor to make
sure. Where are the parents, Jesse? Where are the parents at?
Tony, it's not up to the mayor to make sure the police are there to stop this?
Where are the police? Where the police at?
The mayor makes sure she defund them, Tony. They're not around.
No, that's not true.
It is true. What do you mean? Hold on.
Wait a minute. You hold on.
I let him go. You don't tell me the whole lot. What the? If anything, Karen Bass is fighting to protect the illegals. Tony, you can't be calling the show and screaming and telling me to hold on and carry on. Either you want a conversation or you don't.
What the?
What the? Amazing. Let me go to Rob out of Pennsylvania. Rob, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, here's a big point that a lot of people seem to be overlooking. The government is shut down, and they're complaining that people can't get their food stamps and government assistance now. Well, right there proves a big point that socialism and communism is dangerous, because when you put your sovereignty in the hands of the government, they can feed you, but they can also starve you.
That's a good point, man.
So being that they made themselves reliant on the government and now it's shut down, no, they can't get what they supposedly need.
Yeah, that's a very good point. It's amazing to me that in my country, it's okay with a lot of folks that the government has control of their life, take care of them, and then they are having children for that reason, because they know they don't even have to go to work anymore. That's mind-blowing to me, man.
It's crazy. And, I mean, you live in one of the greatest countries you can be in. You have a ton of opportunity here to make money and be something, and they're just being reliant on the government. And they could be doing so much more. They don't even know their own potential.
Life is so amazing when you're out there making life happen. You know, taking care of yourself, working for yourself, building and doing. Life is like alive then, but when you're not doing that, life is dead. It's death.
Yep. I'm a high school graduate. I started my first company when I was 18. I'm 51 now, and I'm still climbing the mountain,
yeah.
But I'm completely self-employed, self-reliant. And the other thing that amazes me is you see Americans that are born here that can't make it, but then you see foreigners that immigrate here legally, and they become wealthy,
yeah.
Because they know what they left and came here, and they see the opportunity, where the people that live here take it all for granted. And one day they're going to have a boot on their neck and ain't going to know how it happened.
You know what's interesting to me as well? I mentioned this earlier this morning. I never imagined that one day New York City or any city or a state in this country would elect a socialist outright. The man saying that he's a socialist. I'm going to give you everything, going to be free for you. We're going to take away from the poor and give to the rich. You're going to be free groceries and things. And they know socialism doesn't work, and yet the people can possibly elect a socialist mayor.
I don't understand it at all. Anytime they start telling you they're going to give you free stuff, red flag, don't vote for that person.
Yeah. They're telling you that, and you still go to vote for them. What a mess. Well, but, I appreciate it, Rob.
Hey, thank you. Keep doing what you do.
I will, buddy. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Someone bought 3 coffees. Jesse, I really want to know the secret to making a boy first. Can you please tell me? Or if you can't say it on the show, how can I know? Should I book a cameo?
Oh, man. Tell your father, your granddad to tell you, because I can't say it on the show, right? So tell your grandfather to tell you, all right? When boys were boys and men were men, that used to be passed down from generation to generation. That's why most of the time, not all the time, boys were made first. A real man made boys first. What the? Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Eric, 5 coffees. Perfect peace is life. It's God. It's energy. It's everything. You cannot get bored with peace.
JLP. That's for sure. That's for sure. Thank you.
So Callis on Cash App, send the illegals. Send back the illegals, he says.
Right on.
Welcome, Mr.
Send them back to where they came from?
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you.
Welcome, Mr. Blonde, a Bond supporter on the
Thank
YouTube.
Thank you, Mr. Blonde. Amazing.
Oh, over on X, answering the BQ, is it right or wrong to use interpretation?
Is it right or wrong to use interpretation?
Joseph says, I always would have said it's right. You got me second-guessing that.
And this is the whole purpose of one of the, well, probably the whole purpose of these Bible questions is to get you to really start examining yourself, to encourage you to examine yourself so you can know what you know to be true or not. So you can know if you know. Not just because someone said it, but you need to see it for yourself. And you can if you want to. So thank you for responding. I appreciate it.
And Maps says, I would say we need discernment instead of interpretation.
Amazing. Thank you.
Maps end, that is.
Right on.
Garrett, Three Coffees, I love when you ask people.
Ask!
Why are you even thinking about that? When I remember that, things become so simple.
Yeah. You are going to be amazed. When you really get to know yourself, you're going to be amazed at the trick, the trickery that your imagination is playing on you, how deceiving your thoughts are, and you think that they're your own. There's another way of seeing things, and they don't want you to know that. They want you to believe that their way is the only way of seeing. And they don't want you to know there's a real way of seeing things, seeing life and living. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony says, Kamala says she's not done yet. Leave the bottle here.
That's for sure. What? Thank you.
Bro, say something, says Kamala running again. Time for more twerking on the campaign trail, he says.
They
did have a gal do that, huh?
Yeah, I can't. I don't know if she's going to run. I just think it's all bluff.
Yeah.
Because whenever she ran before, nobody really voted for her.
She was the last place in the primary, I thought.
Yeah, I think her ego is too big, embarrassing to do that. I don't think she will, but we'll see. Amazing.
Devin says, thanks for all the content, Jesse. Wish you well.
Thank you. I appreciate your support.
A couple from John. Thank you, sir. John Z.
Thank you, John. Amazing.
Anthony, cool sunglasses sticker.
Nice. Thank you.
Rainbow Melon, sticker.
Thank you. But,
Internet Research says, God bless everyone. Love all. God bless America.
God bless America. God bless you. Thank you.
Someone, three, is having the spirit of anger taken away from you the same as the ego death?
Yeah. That's the beginning of the ego dying, because now you have a power that will destroy the illusion, the ego. You got to admit that you're evil. Anyone that's angry is evil. You got to admit it, because you're going to see it's not even you that was evil, but the spirit that made a home in you, your mind and emotion. And then the truth will take over. And it will destroy that lie, and it will destroy everything else that you've been stuck in, because it's the nature of evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Cesar Caesar, and I'll shine like a light that's too bright to see, so I can lean on God, and he can lean on me. We need that song, Pete from Alaska. Sorry, I didn't recognize the lyrics first.
Amazing. Thank you.
Alex in Texas. Oh, we better read the rest of these later, guys. Thank y'all. We'll read more later.
When I come back, your phone calls and more of your super chats right after this break. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
She thinks I'm a little lazy. I think she's a little crazy. We like summer and we like spring. Watching wrestling and rain. She ain't shy. She speaks her mind.
All right, folks. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome. Don't forget to like this video. Like it. Hit the like button. Like the video. I appreciate it. And, it is Halloween this Friday, I believe. And we have a special going on for the cameos. And it's just for 1 week only until Friday. So there's a special shout out, personal shout outs. I'll do them for you. Go to cameo, birthday, whatever the shout out is. Congratulations, encouragement, birthday, weddings, announcement, whatever. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And support us on social media. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King, and then kink.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And again, like the videos. I do appreciate it. Let me go to Cameron, a first-time call out of South Carolina. Cameron, you are on the air.
Yes, sir, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Cameron.
Hey, man. I'm in the process. I'm trying to forgive my mother and my father. And I'm actually having more trouble with my father because he's just a beta male. He's a big old beta male, Jesse. He let women control his life, man. His whole life, he's let women control his life. I got a question for you. I'm just trying to figure it out. So if I forgive him, can I go ahead and just not have anything to do with him?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. You okay. know, just because All you right. go and apologize for resenting him,
yeah.
And it doesn't mean you got to hang out with him. Or
right
what's going to happen, though, once you forgive, you truly see you're wrong. Do you realize you're wrong for resenting him?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so once you go and, hey, I'm sorry, I was wrong for resenting you, God will forgive you. Then you will have control of your life, meaning that you won't be controlled by emotions. You won't be feeling guilty if you don't see him, or you won't feel.
Yeah.
If you want to visit him, you will, and it'll be nice.
Yeah.
If you don't, you won't. It'll be nice, but you won't have that guilt, obligation kind of a feeling.
Okay. That clears it up, man.
Did you forgive your mother?
Yes, sir, I did, yeah.
How did it go with her?
It went okay.
What did you say to her?
I to be honest with you, Jesse, I haven't completely forgiven her yet.
So why did you say
yes? So I'm
in
the process. I don't know. I didn't want to get the chicken song or nothing.
Why are you afraid?
I didn't want the chicken song.
Why are you afraid to forgive your mother?
I'm not afraid. It's just it's a process.
What's the process?
I just need to go to her and forgive her.
Why
is
you
all, really.
Why you haven't done it?
We're in different states. That's the only reason.
Your father's in the state you're in?
No, sir. He's also in another state.
So why are you your focus is on your father being a beta, and you're afraid to go and forgive your own mother?
That's a good question, Jesse. That's a good question. I need to. I just, there's no excuse. So I need to get that done.
Well, what is that like, knowing that you're afraid to forgive her, but you're calling your father a beta?
Well, I knew we were going to go there, Jesse, but it's a long story. So, he left or whatever, and when we were kids, and went and committed adultery and went and had made a new life with his new family. So more power to him. But so it's just a little bit more difficult to forgive him. My mother, nothing. He just walked.
Why do you resent him if he did nothing to you?
Well, I wouldn't say nothing, but he's just a beta, man. Like, he just lets women control his life. He can't go to the store. He can't go to the gym asking his wife.
But why do you resent him, though? If he did nothing to you, why do you?
Because I want him to be a man. I want him to stand up to women. I want him to be the head of his household.
But you won't even stand up to your own mother.
You're right. You're right.
And so, how are you? This is what I mean, that when you're judging others.
What do you recommend? What do you recommend?
But let me ask. What? Do you see that you're judging your father when you know better?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I am 27.
Oh, okay. You see that you're judging your father. You're afraid of your own mother.
You think so?
What?
I said, is that right? So I'm afraid of my mother?
Why haven't you gone and forgiven her then?
I don't have a reason.
Are you afraid of hurting her feelings?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, could be. Because, she raised those kids alone.
She's so supposed it's a little to bit raise difficult. You.
I know it. I know that. But Pops left, so.
Did she tell you that he left because he couldn't deal with her? He didn't know how to
he
handle
probably
her?
Couldn't do, you
that
know
she
what?
Was
he
just like his mama?
Yeah, you're right. I know. I've been listening to you.
Go and forgive your mother, man. Forgive your father and your mother and stop judging your father and your mother. But you got to go and forgive them so you can be free.
Yes, sir. Real quick, as a white
father,
man, I just want to say.
Your father resent his mother. That's why he can't deal with women. Because he has not overcome his mother, so he made the woman his God by resenting his mother.
Yes, sir, Jesse. I understand. But real quick, as a white man, I just want to say you bring a powerful message to the world because guess what? Being black is not a qualification.
That's right.
Ain't it?
That's
but,
right.
But love you, man. I love you, Jesse.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir.
All right.
See you.
All right. What you're doing to others, you're really doing it to yourself. That's what it means. Well, that's what it means when it says what you put out come back on you. You're really hurting yourself and you don't know it because you think you're separate from the world. Everybody's the same. You just can't see that because in your mind, you're separate. But you're not. You're doing it to yourself. Watch how you feel on the inside when you're trying to hurt others, when you're judging others. Why what you're feeling? You're bringing it upon your own self. What the? Christ said to love one another, to pray for one another, because he knows that it's not them, it's the spirit in them that's driving them and you. Matthew is out of Portland, Oregon. Matthew, you are on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Matthew.
I got a real quick quarrel I wanted to pick with you before I get to my question.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
No.
I always hear you saying how you're black and slow and all these things like that.
Yes.
I've read both of your books, Jesse. You're not fooling me anymore, all right?
What do you mean?
These books are incredible, man. Like, you see how structured and detailed and thoughtful they are, you know? Like, they're, like, you can't read the book and not walk away and be changed.
But I am black and slow. I'm not. It's not me, but it's the Father that's in me.
Okay, Jesse. Okay. You got
amazing. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
No, absolutely. Thank you for the book.
Yes.
So my question is, I've noticed that, like, so when I'm been doing, you know, this, been doing the meditations and everything for a long time now, and I feel that, like, when this presence comes to me, it's almost like a light is radiating from me. You know, it's how I associate it. I see it. And what I've noticed is that sometimes when I walk around people, that, like, attracts evil. Evil tries to take that presence or attack that presence. And every now and then, for the most part, like, they're reflected. But sometimes, like, somebody gets in, and it's almost like they're, like, a needle, and they pop this bubble, and I feel this, or this, like, the light starts to fade, and almost the presence disappears. And I'm wondering if that's something that I just need to endure. Is that like the ego dying, or is that an indicator that I need to get away from this person?
Well, number one, you shouldn't really focus on other people like that at all. You will become aware of people when you're around them or when you're out and about, or the people you live with or whatever. You will be aware, but don't worry about the light. Just be aware by the light. And if you are around people who are evil, then you should get away. It's not good to hang around evil people too long, because they will try. And if you're not strong enough, they will destroy you. They'll turn you away from the light.
Okay.
So you're saying sometimes they can get you, make you mad and stuff?
Well, not really mad. I'd actually even say it's almost fearful, to be honest.
Give me an example of what you mean.
When I'm like, for example, I was at this this mushroom show where, like, we collect, like, wild mushrooms and we showed all the things. And I noticed I'm, like, kind of walking through, and you can kind of, you're present and you feel some people, like, they fixate on you, and, like, they're trying to get into your space or bug you or, like, annoy you, or they're trying to, you know, like, some, like there was this, like, old little old lady with a cane, like, she's going out of her way to, like, bump into me and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Well,
and,
one thing
you,
for
you see,
sure.
Like, they're trying to create conflict, you know?
One thing for sure, you will be, without effort, you will be aware of evil around you, that's for sure. Whereas before, when you were of evil, you weren't as aware of evil. Because darkness and darkness, right? But you will be aware of evil inside of other people for sure. But just don't judge them, and don't resent them, so that you will be protected from it.
Okay. So I see that kind of like that energy or that light or that presence, like, draining, is that like a, hey, time to retreat, or should I put my focus on that, or maybe confront the person that's, you know, causing this?
Well, you can't blame them for causing it, because they can't help what they do. Maybe you need, maybe you need to depart away from those people or that person and get your energy back. But, and then also you should, don't plan what you're going to do or how you're going to deal with a situation. Always have a wait and see about it.
Okay.
Stay present so you can see what to do.
Okay.
Because sometimes you may need to be around them for a good reason, you know, to point out. You know, you never know. Just kind of have a wait and see.
Kind of endure.
Yeah, but don't plan how you're going to deal with it. The light will work for you. It really will.
Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, night, and day?
Oh, every morning and every day and night and throughout the day. Just like, I heard you say once, and I 100% agree, like, if people aren't doing this, like, good luck.
Yeah.
You know, like, good luck, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. When you stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, all right?
All right. Thank you so much, Jesse. And thank you, everybody at the Bond Crew, for everything you guys do.
Right on.
Thank you so much.
Amazing.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Super, 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 super chat.
Super chats.
Alex in Texas bought a coffee. Jesse, I've noticed everyone always wants to give me advice. What to say, what to believe, why I'm doing, what is wrong, and more. Why do they judge me? Was Jesus judged by those around him? He asks.
Absolutely, he was. It's all ego. Don't judge them back, and you'll be fine.
Very nice. Jermaine bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse and crew. Good morning, Jesse. What was it like for you to be working on yourself? Let's say, for example, a year in, and you were able to see out of the blue by just listening to people talk or watching a movie, you were able to see and be with the truth without thinking for a full day or a couple hours. What was it like for you?
That's too long. Keep it pithy.
I know. I even abbreviated it.
I don't even know how to respond to that. Make that pithy.
He Jamaican. Canadian.
Make it pithy a little bit, right? Because I don't know how to respond to it, really. But either call 888-775-3773 or when you super chat, pithy it.
I feel bad because now I feel like I could have just stopped it somewhere.
Right.
And then you could have answered the question, but we muddied the water too much with saying the same thing over and over.
Yeah, I want to respond, but I can't. I just don't. It's too much. Keep it piffy.
Thank you, Jermaine.
Thank you, Jermaine.
In Canada, as always.
Yeah, call.
King Alpha Nerd here again. Punchy. P-U-N-C-H-I-E. Yes. Even though it's spelled wrong on the caller.
Blame Hassan.
The other side.
Blame Hassan.
Shout out, Hassan.
Shout out, Hassan.
Punchy, did I hear you right? Asks King Alpha Nerd. I can sign up and get a free newsletter? What the? Still better than Mandummy.
That's right. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe for a free copy of the newsletter. It's amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Thanks as always, King Alpha Nerd. Pastor Chatelet on Pilled.net. Shout out to Based Nation for standing in the gap like a mug. TDS is a heck of a drug. He didn't say heck.
Thank you, Pastor. Amazing.
Thank you.
Nice.
Bert 3, biblical question answer.
What is it right or wrong to use interpretation?
He says it's right to use interpretation as long as it's not your own, but the Holy Spirit's interpretation.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
The Antidote book is sold out, just in case you didn't know, claims Bert.
Amazing. Interesting.
Larry, Trump's new ballroom, like the false idol Baal, ball.
Oh.
Anyway, but he means ballroom. Looks like King Solomon's temple. Could it be the new temple being built? Seats 999. They couldn't fit one more seat, he says.
The picture I've seen of it so far is beautiful.
Nice.
And gold. Trump is out there taking care of business right now.
The Asians love him.
They love him over there. What the?
Shout out.
You better be thankful you have the great white hope. They call him king. They call him amazing. They call him daddy. I call him the great white hope. Amazing. Thank you.
Another from Larry. When you go to parks, they say don't feed the animals because they become dependent. Same thing with food stamps. I hope the government never opens.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska answering the biblical question over there on Punchy.
Hey, Jim. All my life I've been.
No.
What?
Same state. Wrong name.
Yeah. I know. Hey, Jim. Go ahead.
I interrupted you. I believe interpretation on the biblical question is a human action / thought. So I say it's wrong to interpret, to use interpretation. Your internal wisdom will never have to interpret anything so you can understand it. You will just understand it.
Very interesting. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Jim. Amazing.
Bill West over on DLive. Taxpayers can't pay for oceans and oceans of debt. U.S. national debt per capita, $94,000. Unpayable,
that's
says
amazing.
Bill West.
Can you imagine, over, according to the report, over 40 million people are getting assistance from the government in the United States of America? What the? And the Democrats are ticked that Trump told us about that, trying to stop that. They want the votes. Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin on Cash App, no, very generous. No, God's peace.
Thank you, Kevin. Is he responding to the Bible?
No, he's just saying, oh, okay. No, God's peace.
Thank you, Kevin. No,
K-N-O-W, as in know it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amazing.
Five from Eugene. Good morning, Jesse. Why do the Seventh-day Adventist Church follow Sabbath day? Is that the right thing to do? Thank you.
I have no idea why they do that. That's why they call it Sabbath day?
God rested on the Sabbath, Sabbato, which means Saturday. And therefore, so for some reason, I guess that means you're supposed to go to church on Saturday.
Oh, so they go to church on Saturday, huh?
Yeah.
And but if you
shout out.
But if you're at the church, how are you resting?
Good question.
How are you resting if you're at church? Rest means not to go to church.
That's right.
What the? I don't know why they do it. Really, I just don't know. Amazing. Thank you.
Tater, November 1st, beware invasion of high-calorie and high-dependent zombies. Stay frosty, stay safe.
Thank you. Amazing.
I don't recognize the reference.
Me either, but thank you. I have no idea what you're talking about.
And Larry asks, why all the...
Ask!
Why all the EBT people spend it all in a day? Two carts.
Because they don't have to pay for it. We're taking care of that. What the?
Wow.
That's amazing.
It really is.
I can't get over 40 million people, if it's true, that many people is being supported by us, we, the taxpayers. Amazing. Thank you.
And Bill West with another diamond. The entire global financial system collapses 2036, he predicts. Sounds like he's predicting it.
Anyway. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Amazing. How do you know that?
Hey, Bill West, how do you know that?
Thank you, Bill, but how do you know that? I'm not saying it's not true. I'm wondering how do you know it. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Mind blowing. Hake.
Yes.
There are a lot of conspiracy theorist people. Conspiracy theorists, are they right?
On some stuff, yes.
They are right?
But not usually.
Like what, for example?
I don't want to say.
Oh, okay.
For the sake of the channel.
Okay. Amazing. Let me go to, I appreciate it. Thank you all for your support. Really, I appreciate it. Let me go to I got to take a break. Ariel, hold on. Let me take a quick break. Another hour to go. 888-775-3773. Amazing this hour went by just like that. The hate news is coming. Not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. Of my old home, Tennessee. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world. Did you know our second greatest president, that's Joe Biden, all right? I use it facetiously, that term. He's running his mouth against Trump. Ridiculous. And against the country. Shameful. And immigration invasion, Trump is handling it best he can. I heard, by the way, that Corey Lewandowski is spearheading a thing where they're firing top people at ICE because their numbers are not good in terms of deporting a bunch. So you guys were blaming Trump for not deporting enough? Well, it's because we need to clean up the ICE. The ICE is dirty. Or the ICE is not efficient. Or something like that. So nice. ICE. Baby. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, the 28th of October, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in, even right now. During fake news, not fake news, have faith and just call. 888-77-JESSE. And JLP will be right back for the third hour of the show today. And after that third hour, thehakereport.com. That's my show. Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m., right after JLP, Pacific time. That's 12 to 2 Eastern. And figure it out if you're somewhere else. And then after that, American Anchor Baby, all right? American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 Pacific time. That's 2 to 4 Eastern time. Whatever. Anyway, American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. Very cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports. You know about that Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, food stamps? Democrats argue that President Trump could save the program if he chose to for the 40 million people who are taking food stamps out of your paycheck. They are also criticizing the demon rats, I call them, Democrats. Pardon me. They're criticizing the white on the inside White House, Trump, for providing $20 billion bailout to Argentina. Very cool to get beef over here. Argentine beef, greater than American beef. Or is it? Or is it Japanese beef that's the best? Anyway, massive food aid program remains at risk, but we're giving $20 billion to Argentina. All of a sudden, the Democrats want to pretend like they're nationalists. Please. The United States Department of Agriculture said Sunday they will not use the $6 billion contingency fund to cover food stamp benefits next month as the impasse continues. And the Trump administration planning another shakeup at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, amid frustrations over lagging immigration arrests, per four sources familiar with discussions. Earlier this year, White House set a target of 3,000 daily arrests nationwide. A lofty goal for an agency long stretched thin on resources and personnel. Despite increased enforcement efforts nationwide, the agency has largely fallen short of that goal, 3,000 arrests a day. Shortfall has intensified tensions between the White House and ICE. Sources say plans are underway to reassign at least a dozen ICE office directors nationwide who senior officials consider underperforming. Based. And we all love Corey Lewandowski, if we love anybody. He's that tough guy who tugged Michelle Fields, the Breitbart woman reporter gal from back in 2016-ish. And he's tough and still in the Trump administration. Right on. Amazon's laying off as many as 30,000 corporate employees beginning today, per reports. Cut affect nearly 10% of the company's more than 350,000 corporate employees. Wow. That's a lot. In June, Amazon CEO Andy Jassy said in a blog post, the efficiency gains from artificial intelligence, AI, would eventually allow the company to reduce human workforce. Nice. It's not the first round of massive layoffs for the tech giant. 2023, they cut 27,000 so-called workers from their human resources department, HR. Nice. Amazon stores, Amazon Web Services, and other divisions. At the time, Andy Jassy attributed the job cuts to worsening global economic outlook. What a mess. And Sean Diddy Combs to be released in 2028. He has 3 more years to go. He already did time served like over a year. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning again. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. Really, it's amazing. For those who want to know themselves, it's only for you. Men and women who are working on themselves. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or is it wrong? That's amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around going, whatever you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, I know you can podcast, but another way has been made where you still can listen no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JOPTalk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's the last hour of the show on Tuesday. And every Tuesday is and will always be Country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. That is an amazing song. 888-7753-773. Let me go to a first-time caller, Ariel. Out of Florida, first time call out of Florida. Ariel, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, good morning. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you.
I had a question. I haven't really been watching you that long, but I see that after watching a lot of your videos, your message has stayed the same. It's been consistent over the years, and pretty much what you always say is that our thoughts are not ours, and that if we're thinking, pretty much we're worshiping the devil and stuff. So what my question is, how did you, or how do you explain it in a way that, like, you haven't already, that basically, like, the thoughts aren't really ours? And when you say that, like us Christians or people that believe in God, like how we'll know that we're hearing from God and not the devil is that you say that it's a voiceless voice. Like if it's words, then it's the devil. But if it's just a knowing, then it's God. But how do you, like, how do you differentiate between the two? Like, how do you, what does that other one feel like? And how do you know when you're doing it right?
Well, you would know when you stop listening to thoughts at all. You'll be aware that they are there trying to, they're trying to make you do and think and feel what they want you to feel and think and do. But if you don't do it, just take the pain of not doing what they say and just staying present, you will know the voice of God. You will recognize, but you got to stop doing what the thoughts tell you to do or suggest to you about yourself and about other people, about decision making and all that. When you literally just stop doing what they say, then the voice of God will be made clear to you. You will just live in the present with Him, and the light will shine and will guide you through life. But God, you won't know that until you stop listening to the thoughts.
Okay, yeah, I understand that. And pretty much what you're saying, like, for someone who is still, I guess you could say, quote-unquote, still in hell because I have anger and, you know, some things I still have in my heart or keep in the back of my mind, you're saying that basically, like, even though, you know, the thoughts bring the feelings, like, feel the feeling and literally just stay in that hell, like, because, Jesse, it feels literally like drowning. Like, when you're so, before you, you know, before I've heard you, like, put it in those words where, like, you're saying that we don't even really live our own lives or until you realize this, you haven't even really lived. It's kind of like you realize that you were living on autopilot for so long that when you're aware of the thoughts, you know, when you're seeing them from that lens, it's very difficult to, like, and I know it's difficult doesn't mean impossible, but it's still very, very difficult to just kind of sit there, especially if it's more or less like your first time trying to do it, your first time really trying to be aware of those thoughts that really aren't ours. It does take a lot of, I guess you could say, like, being able to stay aware for that long first and then kind of just being able to weather the pain that it brings.
And I know exactly what you mean, but what you don't realize yet, and if you stay with it, you will, the thoughts and the pain that you're feeling, whether it's so-called good pain or bad pain, is pure hell. It's all evil. And it's not happening to you at all. Yes, you feel the pain in your body, but the pain is not you, and your body is not you. It's not your body, so you're not your body. And so when you make up your mind, I'm going all the way through hell with this. I'm just going to go through hell and just make up your mind. I don't care what it takes. I'm going to endure this. I'm not going to be wanting it to be over or anything. And I promise you the light will take over completely and the light will destroy the darkness and you will see that you were dying from an illusion. You were dying from a false self, and it was never you, even though it felt like you're dying, but it wasn't you dying. It was those spirits in you leaving your body. And it is going to get painful because the darkness can't handle the light, and when the light is shining on the darkness, it screams, it yells, it pleads, it. Those demons just have a fit because the light is shining on it. But it will feel like you is happening to you, but it's not.
Wow. Yeah, it's just very difficult. But I'm definitely trying to stay with it. It's just hard because pretty much the end goal of this is just to, like, die completely from your ego.
Yes.
But it's just so hard, man, because you're like, am I even really like a person living? Like, do I even have a personality at all if my thoughts aren't really mine?
Right. You don't. Your personality, your reputation, your honor, all these things you think about yourself, they are illusions. They're not real. They're just words to keep you in the darkness. There's no such thing as honor. There's no such thing as reputation. There's no such thing as a good person. There's no such thing as an evil person. It's no things that you've been thinking about yourself have all been illusion. And every generation of people have thought, and there's nothing new under the sun, they have the same thoughts because they serve the same devil. Christ said, all who are born of the woman must be born of the Spirit of the Father because you have her nature, which is not her nature, but it's the spirit of the nature of evil, and it comes through the mother, and it's all illusion. It's not real.
Well,
there's nothing about your life that is real, Ariel. How old are you?
I'm 24.
There's nothing about you that's real. It's all an illusion.
I swear, the only way that I can really describe that is that it sounds very like a terrifying ocean to jump in. Like, if you really decide to just start living your life with like those, with that mindset that, you know, your life isn't really yours, and that all feelings and thoughts are lies. And so, like, I mean, it is beneficial. I will admit that it is beneficial to think that way. But compared to how, you know, I and a lot of other people have been living up until this point, it's like white and black. It's like going to like the complete opposite of, you know, the way you're currently living.
And that's part of the problem, because our parents are supposed to be already living that life that we're talking about, but because they're not, they cause you, especially the mother, they cause you to fall into that same illusion, the same hell that they're living in, because you become like what you hate. The parents don't have love. And so, especially the mother, she'll destroy your innocent nature and cause you to wake up to this false nature, which is anger, resentment, doubt, learning, intellect, and all that kind of stuff. And that's why we repeat it generation after generation, because most parents are not going to take the time to overcome the hell.
And Jesse, what is this knowing? Like, what does that feel like? Like, I know that, you know, you're probably like at a way further path of like being enlightened and all this, but what's like the earliest, or what does that knowing feel like that you speak of, you know, like the silent voice, how would you describe what that feels like?
There is no feeling to it at all. And that's another problem that the ego has and human beings have, is that they're always looking for a thrill. They're always looking for feelings. And so when they're dying from this false self, if they don't get a feeling, they're going to think, what will I be if I don't have that? If I don't have a feeling, if I'm not emotional, if I don't have this or that, who will I be if I let go of my anger, or I let go of the anger and all that? But there is no feeling to it, so don't expect a feeling. What will disappear is all of the feeling and conflict that you're having about things that has happened in your life, what maybe you have done in the past, or this good feeling and all that. All that's going to disappear, and you won't have those pains anymore. They'll be gone. The absence of the ego is the absence of pain. No more suicidal thoughts, and no more wanting to compare yourself to others. No more wanting people to love you and be your friend or be this and all that. All that will be gone. You will be free of that.
Wow, that's deep.
You will be a whole person instead of a divided person. All egos, all angry, all emotional people, whether good or bad, they are divided. They are not whole. You will be made whole. You'll be one.
Yeah, Jesse, I appreciate that answer. And I just have one last question, if I could. I guess this kind of just like ties into like, you know, dying of the ego. And you also say a lot that we are not like sinners, and to not listen to anybody that tells us that we are.
I don't know. I completely understand as to like why you would say that we don't have to carry that identity because, you know, Christ has already done it. But I don't know, just something. And you also say that the devil makes you feel like, you know, if you do something, you know, like you said, silly, there needs to be some kind of, like, there needs to be some consequences for, like, the things that we do. But in a way, I don't know, because I guess I'm kind of answering my own question, but are we really supposed to just, like, go through our lives kind of just, like, not caring about absolutely anything that we do? I mean, obviously trying to do, I guess, quote-unquote, what's good, but what do you, how do...
Have
how
you?
Did, I don't understand.
Have you ever done wrong?
I mean, I guess, yeah.
And why did you do wrong when you did it? You don't have to say what it is, if you like, but why did you do it?
I guess I was just in a lower state of consciousness, and I made a bad decision in the heat of the moment.
And why would you make a bad decision about something that would not only affect other but affect you? Why would you make that decision?
Looking back, there are a lot of things that I wish I hadn't done,
right.
But I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I guess I still kind of decided to do those things. So, I mean, for the people that feel, I guess, the way that I do, I mean, like, yeah, rock on, like, for sure. Let's just forget about it. But it's hard, you know?
Why would you make a decision? The things that have happened to you during your lifetime, why would you make a decision to hurt yourself or others?
If you ask it like that, I don't think that I would make that decision.
So why are you taking credit for a decision that you did not make?
Yeah, you know, like when you phrase it like that, I guess that's when you kind of start thinking to yourself, like, you know, you try to, it just feels like selfish in a way to just pretend like it didn't happen.
Why would you make a decision that would bring pain to you or others if you were making the decisions?
I guess I just like hurting myself in a way.
So you think you would make decisions to do things that would hurt you because you like hurting yourself?
It's not a crazy thing to say. Like, just look at... You know, I'm not trying to compare myself or say I'm like other people, but, you know, it's not a crazy thing to say. Like, self-sabotage is a real thing.
But why would you, if you were in control or in charge of decision-making concerning you, why would you make decisions that would sabotage you, however it goes? Why would you make that decision if you were in control of the decision you make and the things you've done? Why would you decide to do that to yourself? Why would you love pain like that?
I guess, you know, you said something also like in an interview. You said that humans just love their hell. Like, we love living in hell.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that could be an answer.
What?
I guess that could be an answer. Like, you know, human beings, just like human nature, just love living in their own hell.
Well, they only love it, and the reason I say they love it, because if they didn't love it, they would get to know themselves so they can see what's going on with themselves so they can overcome it. But you sound like you want to overcome it, so you don't love your misery. If you did, you wouldn't. When you heard the truth about thoughts being lies and all this emotional crap is evil, it would have meant anything to you because you were not ready to hear the truth, but you're ready, so it's a sign that you don't love your misery. But I want you to know is that, and this is the truth, you have never made a decision on your own, and you have never done anything wrong. And when those things happened through you, it was because the decision was made for you in your mind, and the emotion came along with it. And because you didn't know it wasn't you, you acted out. It was working through you. It was never you. The real you, it was the false you that was doing those things. The real you have never done anything wrong. The real you cannot do wrong. the real you cannot and will not do wrong because all of your sins have been wiped away and you can't sin no more. It's only in the mind that is working through you that you think is you, so you think you are sinning. There's the salvation is of the heart. The heart must change from thinking that it knows right from wrong and judging based on what it's saying is right and wrong, playing God. That's the only problem you have.
Okay.
But
yeah,
even when you've done those things that you thought you were doing, and then you will feel guilty about it, you feel bad about it, you feel guilty. How can I do that? I can't believe that, right? That's not even you feeling guilty. That's just still a false self feeling guilty. There is no you to feel guilty about anything.
Yeah, I have to say, I really have to say with that, it is difficult, but I know that it's possible. So I guess it'll just come with time. It'll just become
it will.
Easier.
Because you're so identified with the false self, you can't convince yourself it's not you. You can't think your way out of these things. You got to see your way out. And so as you're working on yourself, the light going to get brighter, and you're going to see clearer and clearer and clearer more and more and more. And you're going to see your way out of the situation because you cannot. It's impossible to think your way out of these situations. You have to be able to see your way out. And you will by the light. This illusion will fade away. It'll be like a foggy road early in the morning or late at night. The fog will disappear and you'll be able to see. Have you gone and forgiven your mother? No.
No, I haven't.
And why not? How will God forgive you if you don't go and forgive her?
It's kind of like, I don't, like, hate her, but I guess I haven't, like, literally told her the words, Mom, I'm sorry for resenting you for, you know, for whatever, for, like, the way I am. Or I don't know exactly the verbiage, but I haven't said it exactly that way.
And why not?
I don't know. I feel like we've just had the conversation like over and over and over again. And like, I said, Mom, like, it's okay, but I still kind of hold something in my heart.
Yeah, you do. It's not okay. Evil is never okay. So, but God cannot and will not forgive you unless you forgive so that he can take the spirit of anger away from your heart and give you his love. And you're going to love your parents and everybody, even your enemy. You're going to love them instead of resenting them because you're going to realize they couldn't help themselves as you could not help yourself. They did the best they could. But you got to face your mother, man.
Yeah, it's just, I still live with her and stuff, you know. It just makes things kind of awkward, but.
So what now? Speak right into your phone. You say what?
I still live with my mom, you know.
How old are you?
It would just make, I'm 24.
Why are you still with your mama?
This is going to be my last year. I'm actually moving out in a couple months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you got to forgive her.
Yes, I will. I definitely know that I have to because it's not good, this feeling that I have.
Right, because you become like what you hate. You're just like your mama. Men and women, they take on the spirit of their mother and they forget who they are. And so you grow up thinking that you are your thoughts, you are your emotions, your feelings. You think that you're those things and you're not. You think that there's a future. You think that there's a past when none of those things are real at all. None of them are real. You think you're in control of your life and you're not. No one is. Because you have to forgive so you can start seeing that and overcome it.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy like that you say that, you know, it's pretty much like no thinking, it's just a knowing. But, you know, like mainstream media and like everything that, you know, is going on, we focus so much on psychology, just always trying to get to like a know more, have more knowledge, but
no.
You're saying that that's the opposite of what we should be doing. We should be thinking less.
Absolutely. No more thinking. Matter of fact, the thoughts, as I said earlier, this morning in the first hour or so, the thoughts want you to think that that's the only way of thinking. They want you to think there's no other way of seeing things except by them. And they work overtime to convince you of that. But there is another way to see things. But the thought doesn't want you to know that, because if you know that, you're going to stop listening to them, and they're going to have to leave your body and go maybe find a home in someone else, because they live inside of the mind of human beings. And they don't want you to know it's just an illusion. It's not real.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jesse, for making me see it that way. And, you know, everything that you do, I really do appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak to you today. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure somebody else wants to go. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but once again, I just wanted to say thank you for all the advice and the information.
You're welcome, but I want to encourage you to stay with it, though, because they are not going to want to leave you. Did you forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother?
I feel like I forgave him, too. We went a long time without speaking, but I reached out to him, and we're trying to, like, rekindle a connection. But like I said, like, even though you say I'm sorry and you genuinely try, there still is this something in your chest that just doesn't seem to want to leave.
Right. You don't say I'm sorry. You say I'm wrong for resenting you. I am wrong. And then,
yeah.
Then and once you admit to him that you, to your father and your mother, that you're wrong for resenting them, they've done the best that you can do. They had no love to give you, right? So you forgive them, God will change your heart. And then you're going to become more and more aware of those thoughts that's trying to tell you, oh, you didn't do it right. You got to go back and forgive again. You didn't do it. You're going to stop obeying those thoughts. You're going to stop worshiping the devil. You won't listen to him anymore. You will for a while, but eventually you won't. Just stay with it. And you will come to a point where you just, you know what, I'm tired of living this way. I'm not going to live this way anymore. I'm not listening to thoughts anymore. Once your mind is made up, you're going to go through the hell, and on the other side of the hell is heaven. But you got to go through the hell. There's no way around it. In order to receive eternal life, you must die from the illusion of life, and you will have eternal life.
Man, that is super deep. Like, I've just never heard of it being put that way, like in spiritual sense.
Yes.
So, yeah, it is a lot to grasp, but you do make it easy to understand. So I really do appreciate that.
Well, one last thing. You doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
You know, I've watched a ton of your videos, but I haven't actually watched a silent prayer one. So,
and why not?
I think, because I don't know. I don't really even pray like normally. so I feel like it'd be hard for me to like do a silent prayer. But I think you're saying you kind of just like sit there.
Won't you do it? Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. Won't you do it and see what happens?
Yeah, I'll
stop assuming what will or will not happen, and have a way to see.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out, and I'll call back in and let you know.
All right, let me know.
All right, Jesse, thank you again. I hope you have a good rest of your day, man.
You
bye-bye.
Too. I wish you well. 888-7753-773. Everybody got the same. We all had the same issue, folks, because all who were born through the woman are born into sin, meaning into hell, because the parents are living in hell, and you're born right into that mess, and they destroy you, and you wake up in the same darkness that they're in. When I come back, straight to your calls and your super chats, 888-7753-773. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on peels.net. Back in a moment. I notice after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true. It's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. Amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair, Hake Report. And after that, the one and the only American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m., right out of the HakeReport.com. Energy given to him by God. He even got a haircut. You notice he got a haircut? If you didn't notice it today at 11. He got a haircut. What the? The American Anchor Baby. And don't forget to like this video. Like. Hit like. What the? I appreciate it. Let me go to Jermaine out of Canada. Jermaine, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Jermaine.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Nice. So I'm calling about my super chat early on.
It was, you know, so long, you say, we couldn't understand it.
I was trying to put, like, some details in there.
Okay.
But you know how you say stick with it, and at the end you will endure, or you will get the prize?
Yes.
So my question to you is, when you're working on yourself for a couple of months or for how long, whatever long it takes, and you're able to see a little, but let's say one day you're able to just see out of the blue, like, there was no thoughts, there's no thinking. And for an example, you're watching a show or you're just talking to someone and you're just able to be present for the entire time. And whatever they're saying, it's just so clear to you. What was that like for you, your first time being with the light for an hour or how long it took?
When you say, what was that like? I don't understand the question.
This is what you're picking up. Okay. So my question was,
you're working on yourself, right?
Yes.
And so you're saying that there are moments when you're able to see clearly?
Yes.
And you're asking me, what was that like to see clearly?
Well, yeah, when you first encounter that clarity, like, you know, you can see piece by piece because you're trying to stay conscious, right? But in this case, it was longer than normal. It's like for a day or a couple of hours, you're just there with the truth.
Well, sometimes while you overcome it, if you stay with it, because you're starting to see that you are not those thoughts, and you start to see how they try to take over and control you or put you back in darkness, you're going to find yourself catching them a little bit more and more. And if you stay with it, they become less and less. And then eventually you'll just see, well, these thoughts are lying to me. I'm just going to give up thinking. I'm going to stop it. And then once you do that, that's when all hell breaks loose. But you will eventually overcome it completely. But when you can see, you can just see. There's nothing to think about. There are no decisions to make. There's nothing to do but do what's in front of you. And you will see that something else is making those decisions through you and working through you. You have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see what you say about this. For, let's say an example, you're able to see there's no thoughts. You're not even thinking. And things are just made clear for you. After you encounter that, and because you're still working on yourself, did you want it to see more of that? Did you just want it more?
Of course, the more light you get, the more you want, absolutely.
Yeah, because...
But you don't become all emotional about, oh, I just want more, I want more. But you definitely want more light. You want to see by the light, absolutely.
Yeah, you just know it happened, and it's just so beautiful, and you just know you want more.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The more light you get, you definitely want more and more and more. So you're going to start paying more attention to what's happening inside of you, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. That was my question.
Right on. Thank you, Jermaine. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Jesse. I appreciate it, Max. I appreciate what you're doing because this is just too amazing to miss out on.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Just see it all the way through, and it's amazing.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go down to Florida and talk to... No, I'm sorry. Let me go to East L.A. and talk to a first-time caller, Mark, out of East L.A. Mark, you are on the air.
Wow. Yeah. Hi, nice to meet you. Well, hear from me. I'm in the middle of a run, but just wanted to call, and then I had a question.
Okay.
Are you jogging now?
Are you running now?
Yeah, I'm in the third mile right now.
Amazing. Go ahead.
I've been running with the Air Force, and I'm getting ready in November to do some more delayed entry. So I'm just staying out of my thoughts, basically, and that's why I had questions.
Okay.
How do you define? Look, I do the silent prayer. I got into it, and I felt like, you know, I would get periods where I went without thought, and I would feel heavenly. Like, you know, I felt peaceful for the first time, and then when it got to the point where like I would stop the silent prayer, and then I felt attacked. And I don't know the difference between being attacked by the devil or myself, because maybe I feel like I'm the devil. But the thoughts, that's what I want to know. Like, how do you know when those thoughts, I don't know, in general, like that's what my defined thoughts, you know? That's my question. I don't really know when to differentiate between the thoughts and my mind. Like, is it me or is it the devil or is it both of us?
Well, number one, there is no you. So
yeah,
there's never you. There are always thoughts that are not your own, but the thoughts are trying to make you think is you. They're trying to make you feel like it's you. And so when they tell you that, just let them pass, do nothing about it, just be aware of it. There is no you.
Right. So these thoughts that I get that make me get like anxiety and all that, it stems from other people's like beliefs that they were thrown at me all my life. But a lot of it comes from my parents. And I've been listening to you for a while now. I forgave my mom. But the problem is this, look, since I've switched to the Republican Party officially and I vote against my mom, like they ostracized me, they cast me out and they don't really take me serious anymore. But the thing is that I found a lot of comfort in what you say because it kind of helps me, like, with the sarcasm and just deal with them, you know, as Mexican-American. You know, the point is that, you know, I don't know. My dad is another story. So how do you live with the child? I want to raise my child to be of God and learn, even do silent prayer, you know. But how do you forgive your parents if one of them is continuing to sin and just isn't someone that you would want around your son? For example, my father, you know, a prison gang member. And,
oh, I see. Well, just realize your father can't help himself. He's angry, too. He resents his mother. He resents his father. And he's been controlled by the same spirit that's been controlling you. It's the same identical thing. So forgive him. Forgive him by realizing he could not do any better. And once you truly forgive him, and if you don't want your son around him, you would not let your son go around him and not feel guilty and no one be able to convince you to let him, but just don't resent him. He's asleep and he can't help it. But you will be able to keep your son away without feeling guilty or anything about it.
Right. Yeah, that was the problem I had. I'm going to not cut you off, but I was telling you, like, so his situation is a lot different. You know, my kid's mother, I don't have really good terms with her, but I learned how to deal with her because I listened to your word, you know, and it's just her doing her. I got to stay on me, but with my father, it's different. My father thinks he's my mother. He you know what I'm saying? And that's the problem, and I don't know if I have to forgive him to his face.
Yeah.
Or can I just forgive him? Yeah.
No, you got to have to face him so you can get your courage. And however he react or respond to it, don't take it personal. He may not be ready to overcome. He may not be ready for the truth. So just don't judge him. Leave him in his hell, and you go and live your life.
Yeah, my mom's in her hell with, you know, Democratic, and my dad, well, thinks he's my mom, you know what I mean? And I can't let my son be around that. Because my time is limited. Right.
But just don't be angry at him. He's blind. He can't see. He's asleep.
And then when it comes to thoughts, last question, when it comes to raising my son, I don't want to raise him when I have still like 50-50 in my thoughts. So how do I raise my son? Well, I know that sometimes I'm in my thoughts. But like, how do I bring him into the situation with forgiving the parents? He's only 7.
Okay, don't worry about that then. You continue to work on yourself, and the light will work through you to raise your son for you. You don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, because ever since I started doing silent prayer, my daughter came back into my life. It's been a year, and I got blessed. I got a Bible, and my daughter, Soleil, is back in my life. And that's all that matters to me, because she's going to be 18 in 2 years. So everything I do is dedicated to her and then my son. But I just want to say thank you. I'm on my 4th mile. I'm going to keep running, but where can I buy your coffee?
Go to jesseleepeterson.shop.
I'm going to be ordering some for my mom. I'm going to send her a coffee, and I'm going to tell her I forgive her in a letter.
No, you got to face her.
Well, she's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, can you FaceTime
with FaceTime
her?
I'll FaceTime her right now. I'm going to FaceTime her right now.
Yeah.
I keep forgiving her. I keep forgiving her, but she keeps doing things to me like trying to run my life, and then I told her, look, Mom, I love you, but the medical cord has been cut. I love you. I got to do what I got to do.
Tell her that.
Thank you, Jesse.
You face her, and then once you forgive her this time, don't forgive anymore. You're done. Don't let the devil change
that. Thank you. I've been doing that over and over, you know, like I broke up with someone. Yeah. She's like, Mark, you know, trying to be the judge, and I know why she does it. She does it because she tries to keep that connection with my ex so that she could control the visitation.
Absolutely.
And also control me. And I hate it.
So from now, forgive her this time, be done with it, and let her know if she doesn't cut out the way she's treating you and your kids or whatever, let her know she can't come around. You'll be done with her.
Right.
You don't owe her anything either. She doesn't have a right to see your children.
Exactly. And my father, not only that, he thinks she's a woman. Like, he came out of prison like, you know, a weirdo. And that's the thing. The fact that he was a gang member, and I think like that, I don't want my son around him. And the problem is that I don't have my control over my ex. And she is a libtard, and she believes in, you know, democracy. She also believes in gay rights, which is fine. I do too. But I don't believe that there's more than one gender. And if my father thinks he's done. He's done. Like, he cannot be around my son.
But just don't judge him. Just don't resent him. He cannot help it.
Exactly.
Something else. The same anger that you're overcoming, the same devil you're overcoming, your father's dealing with that all the time. Everybody has the same spirit.
I think the thing that I was freaking out the most when I started silent praying is that I kept anticipating time, and I didn't know how to deal with my time and my mind, and my mind went crazy because I felt like, okay, this recruitment with the Air Force is the newest thing, and the Navy was taking too long. But now that I'm in the door and I feel the time ticking, I'm like, I feel like I got to do a million things at once, which I don't. And that's my thoughts, you know. But the thing is, one thing I want to do, I just want to keep silent praying, and I'm going to do that when I get in.
Yes.
And then I'll get that coffee. But thank you so much. Yeah, I know. Oh, last question. How do I go in person to the fellowship? Is that something I can look into online or something?
Yeah. go to rebuildingaman.com/church. Rebuildingaman.com. And it has, we're right here on La Cienega and Pico, West LA area.
Oh, no, I've almost been there, like, 3 times, but every time I go, the devil makes me not go. Like, I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm serious. I'm just, like, I don't think I'm ready for this. But, yeah, I'm going to try to head over there, man. Thank you. I'm on my 4th mile.
All right.
We got Air Force meeting in November. I love you. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, take care.
Bye.
God bless.
Okay. 888-775-3773. Running while talking. Running for the Lord. Let me go to Casey, first-time caller, Casey out of Pennsylvania. Casey, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Casey.
I'm a fan of yours.
Thank you. Amazing.
Amazing. Okay, so my question is, how do you get a disobedient wife to listen to you?
By not trying to make her listen to you. You just work on you, and you be the example. You correct her when she's wrong, but not with anger, and don't try to force her to change. And you just live your life working on you, and you will see what to do.
Okay, so what if she was part of a cult, and her pastor was somehow controlling her and not allowing you to be the man of your house? What would you do then?
You should point it out to her, but don't try to force her not to do it, because if you try to force her, the spirit of evil is going to make her do it even more so. Just don't judge her, because, you know, it's not her fault that you married her. You married her knowing, before you married her, you knew she wasn't going to obey you, but you still married her because you had a plan for yourself, and now it's not going your way. Now you're trying to punish her, but you just overcome, and either she'll see the right way or she won't, but you will see what to do. And just put your eyes on you and take them off your wife.
Okay, but what if she was being like hypnotized by a preacher who was like lying about the Bible? Like her preacher said that Jesus wasn't even born in a manger, that he was born in a house, and everybody believed it.
But that's on her. There's nothing you can do about it, Casey.
There's nothing I can do, right?
No, you just have to work on you. You can't change your wife. When it comes to spirituality,
well, she's my ex-wife.
Oh, well, so why are you concerned about it then? If she's your ex-wife,
because I always thought in my head, like, if there's anything that you could have ever done to been like a better person,
no,
and of course there was.
There's nothing you can do about your wife's spirituality, or your ex-wife, or anyone. Your wife is responsible for her own self spiritually, and you're responsible for yourself only spiritually, unless you have little children, right? But you can't save your wife, so don't even try. Leave her alone.
Stop
playing God. You can't even change yourself.
I know.
So
yeah.
Why would you even try to change your wife? And if she's your ex-wife, let her go, and you just go on and live your life. Let her believe and live whatever way she wants to. Don't judge her. That's her life and not
yours.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Jesse, thank you.
All right. You working on you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, just keep that work on you and wish everybody else well, and don't be angry. Don't judge them. Let them live. God let people live. He gave you this life as a gift, and he lets you use the gift any kind of way you want. You want to stay in hell? Stay in hell. If you want to come out of hell, he'll bring you out of hell, but he's not going to force you to do anything.
So let me ask you a question. Do you, if you came across a preacher who was lying, and so, like, I had gone to this preacher, and I showed him in the Bible where it says that you'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloth lying in a manger. And I did that, like, privately, right?
Yeah.
And so when we went out into, like, the congregation, he called me out publicly, and everybody attacked me. And that's when I realized that, like, this guy had some sort of, like, hold on these people. And so my question to you is, do you think a preacher like that, who, like, has deceived so many people and, like, taken their money and stuff, do you think, like, that even like, a guy like that is going to get saved?
I have no idea, and not am I concerned about that, and you shouldn't be either. And now that you know, you should just wish him well. He can't see. He's asleep. And you go on and work on your life. Take your eyes off what someone else believe. Let them believe whatever they want to believe. And you live your life. You're not going to overcome the world if you're so attached to the world.
Yeah. I think ever...
And then, like, that idea about Jesus being born in a mansion or in a home or wherever, that's too important to you. That's not a big deal at all. Why is it important where he was born, whether it's in the house or outdoor? That doesn't matter.
You don't think it
shouldn't even be up for argument or discussion whether you're born in a house or rich or poor.
You don't think that it matters if he was born rich?
It doesn't matter either way. And Jesus is not poor anyway. His father owned everything, so does he.
Yeah. I always thought it was like symbolism or something, you know, like that he was born from the lowest of us, but he was the greatest of us.
No, don't worry about all that. Jesus was never poor.
That's like thinking too deep about it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's why you're arguing with other people about it, because you're trying to prove that you're right, thinking somehow or another that's going to help you. Don't argue with people about the truth or about anything. Lay your weapon down.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jess.
All right, buddy. Take care now.
God bless you.
You too. Thanks. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Larry, you got to press one for English at the Super Bowl now, he says. Wow, really?
What a mess, huh? I wouldn't be surprised, Larry.
Me neither.
Oh, man.
Eric 5, if it costs you your peace, it's too expensive.
That's right.
Nice.
That's for sure. Thank you.
N, Heat, bought a coffee, BQA. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation?
Yes.
Interpretation is a noun defined as the act of explaining or the meaning of something. I watched Trump receive interpretation of different languages and tongues when he visited foreign nations, allowed him to negotiate amazing trade deals for America. So grateful God placed his word above his name, giving us the interpretation of his thoughts so we can align our thoughts to his will.
And so what's the response? Are they saying?
I didn't catch the answer, but he's just talked around it, apparently.
So, Larry, the question is it right or wrong? I don't know if maybe you're just talking about Trump, but is it right or wrong to use interpretations to question? But thank you, though, Larry. Appreciate it.
Thank you. N Heat.
N Heat.
Maybe... Codename Larry.
And I'm sorry.
Bill West with a fourth D-Live thing. The global financial collapse is not a prediction, he says.
Pardon me
for calling it a prediction.
Think what?
The global financial collapse. You know how he said it's going to happen in 2036?
Right.
But it's not a prediction.
But what is it then?
He doesn't say.
But how do you know it's going to happen?
Nikki bought a coffee.
That's what I like to know. How do you know that that's going to happen? Amazing. Thank you, though.
Biblical question says it's
wrong. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation?
It's wrong because I choose life over delusion. There's one planet, 8 billion worlds. Most people are trapped in their mind's interpretations. When I'm not present, I'm one of them, says Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Two from Hannes. All interpretation, the BQ, is from the devil. With God, there is no interpretation. It's just the truth. I have in recent times gone deeper into letting go of all wants and plans and identities. It's amazing how nothing is of me. Absolutely nothing. Even my art, I realize every line, every inspiration comes from God. Therefore, it works out perfectly, and I don't take credit anymore, he says.
Thank you. Keep it pithy.
Keep it pithy.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Five, Evil Mothers, avoid uncomfortable conversations. Great mothers welcome uncomfortable conversations. Loving mothers, no. Uncomfortable, K-N-O-W. Uncomfortable conversations don't exist. Nice.
Thank you,
Eric.
Amazing.
That's cool. Bruce, Jesse, we need to pray for Jamaica. The eye of the storm was coming over the shore right now, half an hour ago, 20 minutes ago. Estimated 125 mile an hour winds.
Wow, I wish you well over there, Jamaica. Be careful. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Bill West and the rest of the supporters over there on the DUI crew.
Shout out.
Barbecue Pringle, Jesus threatened death to non-believers. He told Peter, pick up his sword, and then he told him to put it down. Barbecue Pringle.
Amazing. Thank you. I don't quite understand what you mean by that, but thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, guys. I do believe that may... Oh, Bill West says, more debt has to be issued to pay debt in the present. Indeed. What a mess.
That's how you know it's going to collapse.
I don't know if that's how he knows, but it's... I don't know.
I'm not sure, Bill. Thank you, though. Bill, right?
It definitely doesn't bode well. Yeah, thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. Hopefully, thank you all so much for your support. Hopefully, Trump will keep the government shut down, and then we'll come back with a little government, small government. Amazing. Thank you. Mays out of Dayton, Ohio. Tiffany out of Virginia. And the rest of the call, I am out of time. Listen, get on the straight and narrow. If anybody else don't want it, let them live and try to do whatever they want. You keep your eyes on you and wish everybody well, meaning don't be angry at them. Don't try to force them. Don't try to hurt them. Lay down your weapons and live your life. Forgive your mother and your father. Every human being got to do that if you want to be free. Do the silent prayer, revealingtheman.com/silentprayer. Amazing. Thank you for your support. The Hake Report is coming now. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. And I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Have a good day, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book. But it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from amazon.com, all right?